The Marlins and the Braves locking horns on Friday. The Marlins playing much better baseball as of late. The Braves looking to slow them down between bobbleheads and fans alike. But the Fish had the strong start on Friday.
Runner at second, one away. Here's the pitch. Line to short, over a leaping Swanson again. That one toward the gap. Inciarte tries in vain to cut it off. All the way to the wall. Gordon scores easily. And Yelich stands at second with a run scoring double. It's 1-0 Miami.
Back to the plate comes Newcomb, and a fastball hit hard to right center field. This one is going to leave the yard. To the left of the bullpen, over the fence, just short of the water feature, and Boris once again tied one on for the Braves, and it's 2-0. And a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. Dropped it in at the top of the strike zone. Six strikeouts, and the Braves get the leadoff single but cannot cash in Adams. We've wrapped up five. It's still 2-0 Miami. And the pitch, changeup, swung on and missed, carved up. Straley has thrown that changeup well. That'll get him out number one. Now he'll face Inciarte.
The 2-2 on the way. Swung on, missed. Beautiful off-speed pitch. Strikeout number eight. And delivers. Line fair. Inside the left field line. Comes off the stand short. Two runs will score. Throw comes to second. Holding it first is Christian Yelich. And two big nails into the coffin. Driven in by Christian Yelich. Just kept it fair to the opposite field. And plated two more. It's 5-0.
The Marlins earn the 5-0 win as Dan Straley tosses scoreless ball into the seventh inning to pick up the victory. Justin Bour now has six home runs off lefties this season after failing to take a single southpaw deep in any of his first three big league seasons. The Braves fell behind 1-0 in the first on a Christian Yelich RBI double, and they could never recover as Miami went on for the 5-0 win at SunTrust Park on Friday night. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
I like Newcomb. I mean, I thought he did a really good job. I mean, you know, the way he got in trouble, it's a couple of mishit balls to load the bases, and I really liked how he went after Realmuto in that situation, got the double play. Thought he did really good, really good. I liked what I saw there. He competed very well. It was, like I say, set the bar pretty high after that first one, and I thought that was pretty good. It's a hot team. I mean, these guys have been playing good. They've been scoring a lot of runs, and, I thought he was really good. Yeah, it's one of them things. It's we had a really good ball game pitched against us, and then to take anything away from anybody, wanted to kind of keep it, try and keep that thing, you know, to where you never know. These guys, the way they fight back, whatever, in that game, you know, late, we just wanted to try and really work to keep that thing manageable, and we always kind of got a big hit there to put it out of reach a little bit in the ninth. So, other than that, because I've seen these guys come back so many times that just trying to keep it right there where we could get at them.
Sean Newcomb fell behind 1-0 in the first before giving up a mammoth home run to the returning Justin Bour in the fourth as he took the loss in the Braves' 5-0 setback to the Marlins on Friday. Here is Newcomb sharing his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, felt good tonight. It was coming out pretty good. It didn't go the way I wanted to, but I was able to kind of make some pitches, get out of a couple jams, so it went as good as it could have. The bases loaded, got the double play, run still scored, which isn't great, but when it got the two outs. And being able to kind of get multiple outs right there or only allow one run through a couple bases loaded situations real good, just making some pitches, getting some ground balls.
The Braves look to bounce back Saturday behind Jaime Garcia. He'll be opposed by Jeff Locke.